VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And we thank you for joining us on Crosstalk today here on VCY America. Ladies and gentlemen, many are shaking their heads in disbelief as to how far corporate America is forcing an aberrant lifestyle on consumers across the country and parading it as being normal. I mean, in my opinion, Target has gone off the rails in their Pride collection. But we'll be talking about what they're doing, but they're joined by Kohl's selling LGBT onesies for babies. The L.A. Dodgers featuring Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence who mock Christ, his sacrificial death on the cross. They're joined by North Face and their Summer of Pride, by PetSmart with their Pride theme clothing for pets. Disney Plus doesn't want to miss the action as they feature a teenage girl's love affair with Satan. According to Deadline, the series follows an 18-year-old girl becoming pregnant after a one-night stand with the devil. And not to be outdone, churches are engaging in this as well, even inviting drag performers into their pulpits. Our guest today is speaking out that a false religion is out of control. Joining us, we welcome Robert Knight. Bob is a former Los Angeles Times news editor and columnist for The Washington Times, contributes to other publications, multiple publications. He's held senior positions in a number of pro-family organizations. He's written several books of The Coming Communist Wave, What Happens If the Left Captures All Three Branches of Government, Liberty on the Brink, and Crooked, What Really Happened in the 2020 Election and How to Stop the Fraud. Bob, thanks for joining us here today on Crosstalk.
Always good to be on with you, Jim.
Bob, you just penned a column called A False Religion That Paints in Rainbow Colors. Now, many will use terms like depraved or deviant, immoral. You use the term false religion, an atheistic paganism. Share your heart with us, if you would.
Yeah, I thought it was time to take off the gloves with all that's going on. And I wanted to target the rainbow flag in particular because it was created back in 1978 by a drag queen and gay activist who said, wow, we're going to use this because people love rainbows, and we will introduce the idea that it stands for tolerance, diversity, love, etc. But really, it doesn't. It stands for what I regard as a false religion, because the whole LGBTQ ethos is that nobody's a sinner. You don't have to repent of anything. Anybody who says you do is a hater and a bigot, and therefore we have to replace Christianity with the LGBTQ religion. It's really dangerous because it can keep people from eternity.
Yes.
It lies to them that they don't need to repent and seek the redeeming love of Jesus Christ. That's how dangerous it is, and I think we've let it go way too long up to this point, just seeing as one more political symbol. It's much more than that.
It is more than a political symbol, and Bob, just to point out, the rainbow flag that is used for so-called pride contains six colors. The rainbow that God created contains seven, so you have the number of man versus the number of God, which is an interesting matter between those two, but indeed it is a religion, especially when you look at and you used the term atheistic paganism, and really that's what is at the root of this, is it not?
Well, it is. It says that you really don't need God.
Mm-hmm.
And a corollary I've mentioned in the column is that, say you're one of these people who think you can have it all. You can identify as gay and being Christian and all that. What you're saying is that, look, we believe there are such things as sins, but not sexual sin. That's all exempt. We can't count that anymore, so we can do anything we want. And this is the idea that you make up your own rules is the essence of Satanism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of Satanists will tell you, look, we don't really believe in the devil any more than we believe in God. We believe in the idea that we could do whatever we want, that we make up the rules, and we use Satan as the symbol of our freedom. And a lot of people, but it's functionally the same thing. That's how Satan would have us conduct our lives, that there, as if there's no God, no particular rules we need to follow. Do as thou wilt was the slogan of the Aleister Crowley, a renowned Satanist in the beginning of the 20th century. And his philosophy was anything goes, and that's really what the Satanists are proclaiming, and that's what the rainbow flag is saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, I find it interesting, too, in that many media sources have pointed out, such as the Daily Wire, about the Target hiring an artist to create satanic items to make, you know, various designs for the company. And among those are this LGBT clothing and items really geared toward youth, but it's toward all ages. But indeed, when you've got one who is a follower of Satanism, you know, that speaks volumes in itself.
Yeah, one of the renderings that they don't sell at Target, but you used to be able to find it on his website. And the last time I looked, his website was down. I think he's been overwhelmed with interest. But it was a picture of a guillotine, and it said homophobe headrest. In other words, we want to kill you if you don't go along with us on this stuff. I mean, and you know, what does Target say to that?
Mm-hmm.
that's the kind of guy you buy from and are putting out front. Maybe you don't sell that particular image, but you're selling his designs that all promote sexual sin and the whole LGBTQ religion to children.
Yes, and Bob, and here's the connection. Yes, so you have this clothing line toward children, but it's also been reported here just within the last few days as well that a senior executive at Target, looking right now at a Fox News story, in the marketing department maintains a position with a controversial K-12 advocacy organization called GLSEN. This is Target's Pride Month partner.
Yeah, it's the Gay and Lesbian Straight Education Network. They are a very evil group that has co-opted public schools and said that and introduced days of silence and that sort of thing, where all the students are supposed to be silent in solidarity with the LGBTQ movement.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, this puts anybody who disagrees with them in a very tough position. And they also have introduced incredibly propagandistic books in schools. I remember when I was at Family Research Council and Concerned Women for America's Culture and Family Institute, that we looked at the reading lists, and my goodness, these were recruitment manuals. There were how-to sex stories. Some of them were about men and boys. I mean, and they tried to keep parents in the dark, but a lot of this got out.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think people are waking up, Jim, as to just how far this has gone.
They are waking up, but when you have groups like GLSEN that I mean their policies really are keeping parents in the dark on even now this fad of in school gender transition and so forth, and when you have a vice president of brand marketing at Target who is also a treasurer at GLSEN, does it surprise you that carries over into the offerings that are going on at Target at this time?
Yeah, this is reminiscent of Disney when the. Christopher Rufo caught them on video, the Disney executives, and pronouncing that they are, you know, gay themselves and they are going to gayify Disney's products.
Mm-hmm.
Has them on video saying that, oh yeah, we're going to go even farther out and put it into everything we do. We're talking about vice presidents for marketing. What's happened is over the past few years, corporations have been captured by the homosexual activist movement. I'll just use LGBT because now we're into the transgender portion of it heavily and have been for the last couple of years. But they targeted corporate America, and I remember Elizabeth Birch, the president of the Human Rights Campaign, who I have debated on college campuses, saying the smartest thing we ever did was go after corporate America because they, of all institutions, change culture because people have to work for a living. They can't alienate their bosses. And if the corporations are going this route, it's a very powerful engine to drive the agenda right through America. That's not a direct quote. That's a a paraphrasing of what she said, but you get the idea.
Yeah. Well, it appears, as we were just talking about Target, that they've been a leader of the pack, so to speak, in this regard.
And, oh, yeah.
And I was just on their stock price prices for today, and they've been in pretty much a free fall here over the last few weeks.
Supposedly, they're down more than $10 billion in market valuation. And the same thing, of course, you know, this really began with Bud Light.
Yes.
When they had the transgender influencer, Dylan Mulvaney, and they have taken a beating. I don't know if Bud Light will ever be back. It's become a epithet. You know, you get Bud Lighted, meaning you've just done something so stupid and so immoral that your brand is now defunct. And I was at the ballpark the other day with my son, the woman behind the counter, my son actually said, "What are you selling?" And she goes, "Well, we got Bud Heavy here." Okay, Bud Heavy.
Wow, wow.
I said, okay, we get it,
yep.
We get it.
No, thank you, yeah.
Yep.
Well, yeah, it's amazing to see what's happening, and that's what many are appalled at, is that corporations are not learning from that Bud Light experience, so to speak, but are delving full force into this, and Target seems to be at the forefront of this. And let me just also mention Kohl's. I mean, baby pride merchandise. I mean, it is something when you've got onesies that are, you know, LGBT friendly onesies with messages on them. But that's what they're saying. Kohl's selling gay baby merch for Pride Month. Many are outraged by this.
Yeah, and you know why they're doing this is they figure, well, there's a kind of a wealthy contingent in this country. It's not very big. It is growing because of all the propaganda. But these people have some money. A lot of times it's dual income households. And we're going to reach out to a new customer base. And we think the Christians will talk a big game, but they really won't do anything. They'll go back to being our customers eventually. They'll forget about all this. Meanwhile, we'll get the loyalty of this niche group that we've been seeking. I think that's the reasoning, that Christians are kind of toothless. We can't bite back. But I think we're biting back now.
Yes,
I think
yes.
It's long overdue.
And this is why many are, you know, launching boycotts and contacting stores like Target or going up to store managers and speaking against us, even at Kohl's and going, you know, customer relations and people who have said, Bob, you know, we've been silent too long. And because we've been silent too long, this is just in our face, you know, front and center. And we're just not going to be silent any longer.
Yeah, if you don't want our business, fine. And my advice all along, and I've been kind of fighting the culture wars for years, is just identify a couple targets and concentrate on them.
Yeah.
If you try to boycott everything in sight,
right,
it'll lose steam. And Matt Walsh has said the same thing, that, hey, just take a couple people like Bud Light, or corporations, Bud Light, Target, make them pay, let them be an example for the rest of corporate America. But, you know, the one I can't get my head around, Jim, is the Dodgers.
And tell you what, Bob.
Los Angeles Dodgers.
We're 5 seconds from our break, and they're next on my list here. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back because, yes, the Dodgers, boy, have they, you know, been playing back and forth on this. Oh, we're going to cancel this, but no, we're back in full force. What are we talking about here, folks? Well, a very ungodly promotion of perversion and mockery of Christ, reports the Dissenter, and we'll be back to talk about it after the break. You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, now I've heard that sometimes germs evolve. Is this true?
Chris, this is a common claim that some germs acquire the ability to infect certain new species, or maybe they become resistant to drugs. But this is not evolution. In fact, it's really devolution, the loss of ability or the loss of genes to accomplish a certain purpose. A recent study showed that the whooping cough bacteria lost a certain suite of genes, which caused the animal host immune system not to recognize it. Now a new animal can be infected, but is this evolution? What happens here is the loss of genes, not the gain of genes as evolution needs. What results is death, not life. While it doesn't fit the evolution view, it does fit the creation followed by the fall and the curse view, and that's the back to Genesis view.
Thanks for tuning in to Back to Genesis.
Listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Today, our topic, the false religion of LGBTQ+. And again, as we're talking today with Robert Knight, who writes many columns, are showing up in many different places. We'll tell you how you can obtain his columns. Just come to your inbox of your email. But writing this most recently here on this religion, false religion here with rainbow colors to it. And what's interesting in all of this as well is the speed at which corporate America is jumping on board with this. And so Target has been targeted by consumers because they're just leading the way for the, you know, Pride collection, the Pride merchandise, so to speak, taking place. But they're not alone in this. I mean, as we mentioned, Kohl's has gotten into the picture here as well. North Face is another corporation that has gotten into it. Bob mentioned Bud Light, kind of the starting of what happened there. But also we're seeing this happen on other fronts as well. So, Bob, just before the break, you mentioned the Los Angeles Dodgers, and tell us what's going on there.
Well, the Dodgers inexplicably invited the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, a group of men who dress as nuns and mock the Catholic Church, Christianity in general. They do blasphemous acts involving Jesus and Mary. Their names are like Sister So-and-so, and I can't repeat them on this program because they're obscene. They are a hate group, pure and simple, against Christians. And the Dodgers invited them to be recognized as community heroes at their upcoming Pride Night. I think it's on June 16th. Of course, the Catholic Archdiocese in Los Angeles got wind of it and complained and said, you can't do this. I mean, what are you trying to do? And the Dodgers backed off and disinvited them. And then the LGBTQ lobby kicked in. And within a day, they re-invited them and issued this craven apology for offending them. And I'm thinking, you're offending a group of obscene drag queens and not caring about the 4 million Catholics in the L.A. area and Christians in general. Mm-hmm. What are the Dodgers thinking? I mean, I just find this utterly beyond absurd. It seems like we're in madness.
But, Bob, didn't you hear they're relaunching their Christian Faith and Family Day coming up at a later date?
Yeah, I saw that, and, you know, that's not going to cut it, because you can't equate good and evil and give them equal time. That's wrong. I mean, I'm all for the faith night. That's great. That's great. But that doesn't make up for this attack on the faith that they are fully behind now. And it puts the Major League Baseball players in a bad place. Mm-hmm. I mean, Clayton Kershaw is a Hall of Famer, a future Hall of Famer, and he's come out and said, you know, this is wrong. And I can't imagine what's going to happen to him now. The LGBTQ people are going to target him. And Blake Treinen, another pitcher, all-star relief pitcher, has come out and said, I'm a Christian and my faith comes first, and this is wrong. And I fear for these guys. I think they need our prayers.
Yeah, they do. And we're seeing this proliferation of this religion. And Bob, in your article that you wrote, and again, it's entitled A False Religion That Paints in Rainbow Colors, you actually refer to the just as Christians, I'm reading from your article, just as Christians build churches and cathedrals, the LGBTQ religion has its own version. The churches once consisted mostly of bars and bathhouses. They now include campuses, baseball stadiums, U.S. embassies, public schools, and woke churches that support the rainbow flag. And then you talk about their most important cathedral being the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University.
Yeah, that's a bit of good news, actually, because the Indiana legislature passed a law, a budget, that defunded the Kinsey Institute. Finally, after all these years, after Kinsey was revealed to be a fraud by Dr. Judith Riesman and others, it's a very perverse place, and they were getting public funding, and they finally, the governor signed the bill the other day. But Kinsey really is the father of the sexual revolution. He issued two big studies, one in 48, one in 1953, sexual behavior in the human male, sexual behavior in the human female. It was, these things are like 1,000 pages each. They're full of charts. They look very scientific. And what they did was they greatly exaggerated sexual dysfunction in America. This is where that 10% figure for homosexuality came from. Kinsey said that men in America, 10% of them are homosexual for at least 3 years of their lives. Kinsey himself had sex with his male staff members. He was married, but he was really interested in men. And he forced his staff. I could go on. You've got children listening. I'm not going to go into that. But Kinsey's research was fraudulent. He used a lot of inmates that he bribed with cigarettes and Coca-Colas and got them to say what he wanted to say, and then he painted a picture of America's sexual normalcy, which was anything but normal. He said some majority of women had had abortions. I mean, he came up with all sorts of bizarre findings, and the media never looked at his studies. Judith Riesman did, and she saw a very disturbing chart about children. I've made a video about it called The Children of Table 34 that it is so shocking that people walk away and go, so that's why sex education is the way it is.
Yeah.
Kinsey said we're all sexual beings at earliest stages, and therefore children are entitled to everything under the sun. And now you see it happening, especially in public schools. They've gone full tilt.
They have
corrupting kids.
Yeah, and speaking of corrupting kids, Bob, it is. And Protestia just had this story here too about the programs for kids, Blue's Clues reboot featuring drag queen sing-along and LGBTQ parade. The Cartoon Network promoted abortion and Z-Zer pronouns. Disney introduced a 14-year-old as the first bisexual lead character in Owl House. Arthur had a gay wedding. Rugrats reboot features a lesbian single mom. Scooby-Doo animated film had Velma officially coming out as lesbian. PBS Kids show Old Squad featured a same-sex wedding. Even Gonzo Goes Gay, Muppet Babies pushing a trans agenda to two-year-olds, Bob.
Yeah, they're out of control. It's amazing they're still claiming to be victims of an oppressive culture when they're obviously the most powerful cultural force in America today. That's only because people are just starting to wake up, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Christians, and look at the Bud Light thing. This isn't all Baptists boycotting Bud Light.
Right.
Most of them don't even drink beer.
Right.
So this is middle America saying, look, we've had enough of this.
Right.
This is people who don't even go to church saying, look, I'm tired of this propaganda and this perversity being pushed on us. So this is a good trend. I think they've overreached. The devil always overreaches. And make no mistake, this is the devil's favorite movement right now. It's the spear point of a revolution in values that the devil is hoping to use to bring America to its knees.
Well, the devil, in my opinion, is having its heyday with Disney as well. I mean, we saw their movies. I mean, I didn't see them, but with stories coming out on Lightyear, Strange World, depicting same-sex relationships. And now, there's the warning of the Disney Plus feature called Pauline. According to the Deadline, it follows this 18-year-old girl becomes impregnated after a one-night stand with the devil. And here you've got... that whole aspect, the religion of Satanism, entering right back into this again.
Yeah, there was a wonderful Babylon Bee video, and it purports to show Disney Imagineers trying to come up with new material and how they're doing it and how they're embracing every perverse thing under the sun. And there's one guy who's normal in the room. They keep shouting him down, and it's worth looking at. But I think this... I'm hoping people will think about this whole thing differently when they realize it's a competing religion that aims to destroy Christianity. When you see, say, a rainbow flag draped over a cross in front of a woke Methodist church, for instance, this reminded me of Muslims building mosques on the ruins of churches they'd destroyed after conquering an area. this is captured ground. That's the symbol. They say, we don't want biblical values anymore. We don't care what God says. We're more interested in virtue signaling, that we're a welcoming congregation. Yeah, they're welcoming Satan right into their congregation.
And it's happening, and friends, the videos have been posted of drag queens that have been behind the pulpit. We just saw a story that came out the other day of an Episcopal church having the youth run the service that particular day, and just even in their prayers, blessing transgenderism and carrying the expanded pride flag now with extra colors and so forth in it down the main aisle of the church, and it's happening in many a church, Bob. And sadly, and I just point this out, the story just came out here recently too on the Chosen having a pride flag on their set, and I want to read their quote. They said, just like with our hundreds of cast and crew who have different beliefs or no belief at all than we do, we will work with anyone on our show who help us portray or honor the authentic Jesus, the tweet read. And some are asking, is this the authentic Jesus to have this? And there seems to be more a greater defense of having that so-called pride flag than on their set than removing it.
Yeah, I'd remove it. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're trying to honor God and trying to portray Jesus in a realistic manner that will make him appealing to non-believers and also strengthen the faith of believers. So that to have the flag of a false religion right there in the set, I think is a mistake. I don't think by any stretch the producers and writers like Dallas Jenkins embrace that view at all. But I think they're lax in taking care of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd just say, look, don't put that out here. Keep it at your home or something if that's what you really believe. But come on, look what we're trying to do here. I think it's just common sense not to flagrantly signal a false religion in the midst of a Christian production area.
And we also now have, sadly, Chick-fil-A embracing the diversity, equity, and inclusion as well with such a director, a DEI director for Chick-fil-A as well.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A has expanded out of the Bible Belt, and they're trying to get into everywhere. And, they've been pushed around by liberals in Boston and other cities saying, you'll never come here because of your Christian values. Yeah. So I think they've been trying to yank, just kind of obscure their Christian heritage as best they can to get their foot into markets they otherwise wouldn't be able to get into.
Wow.
You can gain the whole world and lose your soul.
Yeah.
So they better be careful. They're kind of walking a tightrope here.
Bob, you've written this article, A False Religion That Paints in Rainbow Colors, and you write columns every week, and you make these columns available to our listeners. How can our listeners get your columns free of charge?
Okay, there are two ways. I have a website, roberthknight.com. That's H in the middle, roberthknight.com. They can go there and get them, and I've got a blog and bookstore and so forth. But to get them every Monday in email, I send them out first thing in the morning. It's a column that runs in the Washington Times on Sunday night. Just send me an email directly. I don't mind. To roberthknight4, that's the number 4, @gmail.com. You don't have to send me a long letter. Just in the subject line, say, sign me up. That's all you have to do. And I've gotten so many subscribers that way through your show, Jim. They just pour in after you air this.
Well, friends, we're going to, we're up upon a break right now. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to give you that email address where you can sign up to get Bob's email columns every Monday in your inbox. This one is called A False Religion That Paints in Rainbow Colors. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Crosstalk.
Year after year, generation after generation, we as Americans enjoy the right and opportunity to let our voices be heard through the election of our governing officials. With over 200 years of peaceful transition from one elected body to another, the stability of America's republic stands alone among nations. Our founders pledged their life, their fortune, and their sacred honor in the establishment of this nation. Our country's founding documents have guided this nation and are the substance by which today's laws are judged. Do you own a copy of the Constitution? Documents of Freedom is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and all other amendments passed. The booklet also features the Declaration of Independence and Washington's Farewell. Documents of Freedom is available for a donation of $5 or more to VCY America and can be made by calling 1-800-729-9829. That's 1-800-729-9829.
Robert Knight is our guest here today on Crosstalk, the false religion of LGBTQ+. And friends, as so-called Pride Month advances, it is going to be more and more in the face of America, in the face of God, in the face of believers here across this land. Can we not learn what happened, take the lesson what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah? Can we not see what happened during the days of Noah as the wickedness of mankind was great? Certainly there is much here that we should be learning from and to turn to the Word of God instead of to this false religion. Bob has written this article, and if you'd like to receive his weekly columns, they're offered free every Monday. You can read the column. Just send him an email. Here is the email address, Robert Knight, the number 4. So Knight is K-N-I-G-H-T. Robert Knight, the number 4, at gmail.com. robertknight4@gmail.com, and in the subject line just say sign me up, and that's all you need to do, and he'll send you the columns on a weekly basis. And this one, though, I believe is on your website now, Bob, the false religion.
Yeah, it is. I just posted it on my blog, and you hit the blog as soon as you type in robertknight.com.
That's his website, robertknight.com. And to click on the blog, and you'll find this particular article there. But just to have them come in every week, Bob is writing on a number of contemporary issues, things that are happening, and giving a Bob, you give a biblical perspective to what's going on here in a way that stands up for biblical values and beliefs.
Well, I long ago decided to please God instead of man.
Yeah.
And I'm sure this has cost me journalistic opportunities, but I just don't care. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going to tell the truth no matter what. And the Lord has always looked out for me and my family, and I'm assuming he still will. And I've really taken off the gloves here on the whole LGBTQ religion, because I think people need to see it in a new light.
Folks, our phone lines are open to Crosstalk here today, and I'd like to get your reaction to these stories here today, the matter that's going on, this false religion of LGBTQ+. Is this impacting you? I mean, we're seeing it coming on so many different fronts. We mentioned the Target, the Kohl's, LA Dodgers, North Face. Didn't get much into that, but even PetSmart, a line of clothes for dogs and cats and for animals, Bob, that is, their pride line as well. Truly amazing. Folks, here's the number. Our number here, 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. And the other aspect, we mentioned PetSmart, but Bob, we've even got a this youth carnival that's coming up in Indianapolis, June the 7th. You got two LGBTQ organizations, Indiana Youth Group and Indy Pride, but guess what? No parents allowed. Is there a reason for that?
That's how they like it, because then they can tell children lies about what it means to be gay or transgender or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they're just corrupting them, steering them toward a very unhappy lifestyle. And, you know, the whole trans thing is just amazing to me, that you can deny biological truth openly and think you can get away with it. And, you know, the majority of Americans don't like it. A lot of legislators are moving to bar public funds and bar the people from steering kids into transgender medical drugs and surgeries. And I think that should have happened years ago, that you can't do that to children before they even know who they are. Do something that threatens the rest of their lives will be permanent. And they haven't informed who they are yet. You know, you don't develop the frontal part of your brain, which is the risk-taking section, the frontal cortex, till you're about 25. It's a year later for boys than girls. And yet here they're saying, oh, the six-year-old thinks he's a girl, so let's start giving him puberty-blocking drugs the minute he starts puberty, and let's steer him toward castration. I mean, This is child abuse, okay? Yeah. It should be criminal, not just discouraged, but criminal. People ought to be going to jail over this.
And friends, keep in mind, there is hope, there is help, there is forgiveness, there is a change that can occur to those that have been ensnared in these lifestyles. I think of 1 Corinthians 6:9, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate. Nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, we have revilers and extortioners. They shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But it says, Bob, and such were some of you, but ye are washed, ye are sanctified, ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of God. There, when one is washed by the blood of the Lamb, there is a changed heart.
Yeah, this idea of sin is universal. We're all sinners. That's not just a slogan. It's not like, oh, I love the sinner and I hate the sin. It's true. Sin is injurious. It hurts people. It looks like fun at the time, and we're told the lie over and over by the world that, oh, go ahead. You know, you've only got a short time in this earth. You better grab all the gusto you can. So go ahead and sin. You don't have to face any consequences. That's a profound lie. And the other lie is that, you know, if you're caught up in this behavior, there's no way out. You can't change. You were born that way. That's one of the worst lies people have been told over the last 50 years, I would say. I happen to know many people who were caught up in it and changed and ended up giving their lives to Jesus Christ, and they went straight. Some of them went... They went straight. They didn't get married, but a lot of them do, and they go on to have kids, and they realize, my gosh, now I've got a full family life as God intended. And I was locked into that earlier behavior because I thought I had no choice otherwise.
Yeah.
And I happen to work with a group called PFOX, P-F-O-X, PFOX.org, and it's a parents group. And the whole message of PFOX is don't burn your bridge to your loved one. Love them no matter what they say or do. But don't give in to the lies that are told by the movement. You don't have to surrender your biblical values just because you love your child who happens to be caught up in this.
Our lines are packed. Let's go to them. Mark is calling from Monroe. Mark, you're on the air.
Yeah, my point is this. I think it's interesting that the same L.A. Dodgers that in the past were an advocate for Jackie Robinson is now, in the current tense, an advocate for the LGBTQ. My point is this. The push for social justice is nothing more than undermining God's God's righteousness.
Yeah, it's when you see that phrase social justice, just substitute Marxism, because it's all about redistribution of wealth. It's about changing values. It's about imposing a socialist worldview, which really begins with envy. It's promoting sin, and envy is a huge sin, as is pride. You know, I think we ought to confront the Pride Month people more often with the idea, you know, the very first sin is pride. It leads to all other sins, so why are you trotting it out as a good thing? It's not.
Thank you for the call here, Mark. Let's go next to Aaron calling in from Shorewood, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I just have two brief things to say. One of them is that I really appreciate what your guest said a few minutes ago about he might have had other opportunities, but he is going to obey the Lord. And I appreciate that he said that we should all be praying that we all stay true to the end, true to the Lord. With everybody caving, we must stay true to the Lord. And number two, I was just appalled the other day when I was in the Goodwill, and people donate their things to the Goodwill, and they... Goodwill gathered donations from people that had any type of rainbow theme to them and put a big table in the front with all that rainbow things on there for Pride Month, and I was just disgusted by it. So thank you for listening, and God bless all of you listening, and you, Jim, and Bob. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Aaron. And Bob, this is where it's good for people to say, could I talk to the department head here? Could I talk to the manager of the store? And voice opposition to what they're seeing, what they're confronted with.
Yeah, and a lot of people think they have to be steeped in knowledge about the whole thing and debating techniques and all that. Just a word often does it. You know, one time I was in the car on the Washington Beltway, and I heard a radio show start talking about a really obscene feminist play, and I said, "That's it. I'm going to call the radio station." And I called them up and said, "Look, I object to this. I think it's you know, you're doing your listeners a disservice." And the woman on the other end said, "Thank God, because at the staff meeting we said if even one person complains, we can yank this."
Wow. Wow.
I thought, okay, thank you, Lord, for prompting me to do that.
And I remember the words of Vic Eliason, used to host this program, Now with the Lord, but he said, if you raise no objection, you have none. And so often,
yep.
You know, if we don't speak up against it, then, you know, we just go along with the flow.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, not everybody feels equipped to be confrontative. A lot
right.
of people have different personalities, and they're not. Other people are quite happy with that kind of thing. We kind of all have to speak up now and let our voices be known. And often, if it's something like in your school, never do it alone. Try to get another parent.
Yep.
Because they can isolate you and say, well, nobody else has complained, or you're the only one, and try to make you feel about 2 inches tall. So you always bring just a couple people at least, and that has a big impact.
Let's get to George in Arizona. George, you're on the air.
Okay, hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call. God bless you both and your families, and keep up the wonderful work in Jesus.
Thank you.
This place is just turning into more and more like Sodom and Gomorrah. You know, and it's sad to see that they're trying to brainwash all the younger generation except for the older generation that gets it and believes in Jesus. One thing that I've always told my children and everybody that I pray, let the word of God be in their hearts is, even though God knows your heart, when you're in front of the Almighty, what are you going to do when he tells you, when he asks you, what have you done for my kingdom? That's the scariest question you can answer.
Yeah. Thank you, George. Appreciate the comments.
You got it. God bless.
Christine in Racine, you're on the air.
Hi. This is profoundly important. I don't need to tell you, because right now people are self-censoring to a degree that I never thought I would see. People in their 50s, 60s, 70s who you'd think would know better are just terrified to speak. I work with one of the largest companies in this nation, and the insanity, I refuse to use the pronouns. I will only call them by their names, but you're right about calling these companies. Every company I have called on this matter has actually called me back. I think the Bud Light treatment has scared a few of them. Mm. Not enough, but so I want to thank you for that encouragement, and you know you need to keep doing it, because people won't even call their senators or their congressmen on issues. I try constantly to encourage. I don't even understand the apathy that has overcome us. It's so unbelievable. But thank you. So gratefully, I thank you.
Thank you for the call. Bob, you mentioned, can't believe the apathy that's come upon us. Do you observe there being a Christian apathy?
I think there's more fear than apathy, Jim. I think people are afraid to be confrontative. Mm-hmm. They don't want to be upsetting. They don't want to stir up the pot and have it aimed at them. I think it's mostly fear. Used to be apathy, but now I think so many people are disgusted but still don't feel they want to, you know, speak up at all. They're still fearing man more than God. I mean, I'll just put it that way. If you fear God, you know, I've always said, if you kneel to God, you don't kneel to any man. That's not just a slogan. If you think God's really in charge, it makes you much more bold.
We're going to take a quick break here and come back to more of your phone calls on Crosstalk. The number 800-733-9829. This is Crosstalk coming your way from the VCY American Network. And if you missed Bob's email address for the columns, stay tuned. We'll give that right after the break. We'll be right back.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. Hey, do you ever think the courts in America are just making things up? Has America gone through a revolution simply because the courts have gone off the rail and just started making stuff up out of thin air? Well, you're not alone. And this began many, many years ago because they bought into the lie that the Constitution is living and breathing and evolving. Society evolves, morals evolve, therefore the law must evolve. Well, did you know that in 1962, the U.S. Supreme Court in the case Engle versus Vitale went so far as to deconstruct the meaning of words, which is what the left always does, deconstructs the meaning of words. They declared that the word church, well, that means a religious activity in public. That's what church means, a religious activity in public. Therefore, kids who pray in school are involved in establishment of a religion and a church. Yeah, the courts have been making it up as they go along for a long time. And now we see how we got where we are today with the tyranny.
You know, friends, we mentioned Target and Kohl's, the Dodgers and North Face, and Disney. We mentioned even PetSmart. Just the tip of the iceberg as to what's going on out there. But addressing this here today, our guest calls it a false religion that paints in rainbow colors. And if you'd like to receive Bob Knight's columns, just send him an email. Go to just send it to this email address, Robert Knight, and that's spelled with a K, Robert Knight, the number 4, at gmail.com. RobertKnight4@gmail.com. All you have to do in the subject line is sign me up. You don't have to put in city, state, anything of that nature, but just sign me up and he'll get you on the list. His website is RobertHKnight.com. Lines are packed. Let's go to the panhandle of Florida. We have CJ calling. Hi, CJ. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just thought it was interesting that your program came on today, because I got an update on my Apple phone, and the first thing on the update that's a fix is a new Pride celebration wallpaper for the lock screen to honor the LGBTQ plus community and culture.
My.
And that was the first thing on it, and I'm like, I'm not updating it. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Lord's got a lot of work to do, and I'm thankful that I'm a Christian, thankful that we know where we're going, and we can put our pride in him.
Amen. Thank you, CJ. And Bob, some of this just bombards you. You can't, you know, you do an update on your phone, and there it is.
Yeah, but, you know, if you speak the truth in love, you don't have to fear these folks. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're misled. Your heart has to go out to them. I see this phrase, God, we're all God's children all the time, and it's mm-hmm. not true.
No.
We're all created in God's image, and he loves us, but mm-hmm. to become God's children, we're told in the New Testament that we have to give our lives to Jesus yeah. Christ, and then we're eligible to become children of God.
Yeah.
But that said, responding with truth and love is good in any situation, any time.
Ted is next. Hi, Ted, you're on the air.
Well, I have a problem listening to this program, and it was mentioned that some of these things are being shown in Methodist Church and Presbyterian churches, and I support my idea of spreading the gospel. I can't do a lot, but my idea is to spread my money around to different churches that I think are spreading that gospel for me. And I'm wondering, I mean, I'm probably giving to 5-6 of them, and I'm wondering if I'm giving to some that are doing this in their churches, and that I would not approve of. Is there any way I can tell where my money is going to if some of these churches are doing this and supporting this sinful thing that's going on?
Yeah.
That's a great question. The short answer is some of the denominations have openly embraced the whole LGBTQ thing, like the United Methodists have been split over it. Episcopalians went down that road long ago, which is why they're losing so many people. The Presbyterian USA has embraced it, but not the Presbyterian the conservative Presbyterian denomination. You have to just look a little closer, and you'll notice which yeah. churches are going which way. There's still a lot of Bible-believing churches in this country, and they're the ones growing. I mean, look at the numbers. It's very encouraging.
And, Ted, let me also just encourage you to, with the places you are supporting, just give them a phone call and ask, you know, outright, what do you support the LGBT agenda, and wait for the reaction that will help you with that question as well. Appreciate the call, Jerry in Sandusky, Ohio. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. God encouraged or directed the Apostle Paul to list the number of sins, and homosexuality was one of them, and it said, but such were some of you.
Right.
used to be a homosexual, and God has delivered me from it.
Praise God.
Praise God.
And I just praise him for it.
Got to have that hope, because it's real.
Yeah.
You know, the big lie is people can't change, and that's nonsense.
Yeah.
Jesus can regenerate any mind
and heart. Thank you for bearing testimony to that very thing. We praise God with you, Jerry.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. We've got Diana in New Lisbon. You're on the air.
Okay. Kudos to the lady that called in about the gay pride stuff going into the Goodwill store and making a big deal out of it, because about 3-4 years ago, I had heard on the radio or television that the Goodwill store was donating $50,000 to promote gay proms in the high schools in Wisconsin. And I thought that was wrong, because the Goodwill's supposed to be to help handicapped people.
Well, one thing I found, Diana, is that there are different segments of Goodwills and different, like Southeast Wisconsin Goodwill or whatever region there is. So, and some will have different policies than others. So it's very important that you find out specifically from the Goodwill stores that you're engaged with.
Okay.
Thank you. And Keith, our final caller, Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yes, I just have a suggestion. I encourage people to open their Bible and go to Romans chapter 1,
mm-hmm.
and they'll get the bottom line on the subject today. Yeah, Thank you.
Thank you, Keith.
Concur completely.
Yeah.
It's as if Paul is writing it right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredibly prophetic and to the point.
By the way, 29, it's been reported that 29 Major League Baseball teams are supporting, Pride Nights. Only one holdout, and that remains the Texas Rangers, being the lone holdout from holding a Pride Night. Bob,
I'm going to start rooting for the Rangers.
We are just under a minute. What would you like to leave with the listeners on this issue?
Just a word about marriage, because, it's June is the wedding month. And it's also honoring Father's Day, and those have been swept aside in the face of this whole Pride Month thing. But weddings are really more special than our culture acknowledges. They're a celebration of a union that God made, in an institution God made. And that if you attend one of these weddings, you are part of the wedding. Witnesses are part of the ceremony. You're giving spiritual assent to the union, and that's why a lot of Christians realize they shouldn't attend an LGBTQ wedding, even though they love the people involved and they don't question what their feelings are. But I think it's important that people realize that they become part of the whole thing merely by attending, so they might want to think twice.
Robert Knight, our guest here today on Crosstalk, his website, roberthknight.com. If you like his emails, every Monday he writes a column, send him an email, roberthknight4@gmail.com. Just put sign me up in the subject line. Bob, thanks for being with us.
Always a pleasure, Jim. God bless you.
And folks, thanks so much for joining us today on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.